Well, you know, I tell scientists, look, I would say the majority, I'd say at least 75% of parents who have an autistic child had a child who went in and got a vaccine and came out autistic, like within weeks or even just a couple of months, that child went from, to those parents, seeming normal to being autistic. And it's worse in the regressive cases. You have kids who were talking and had hundreds of words who in a matter of weeks go to having no words. No wonder people feel that vaccines are involved. And the fact is, we don't know if they are or they aren't. And if you really want to be scientific about it, that's what you have to admit. Because there isn't good evidence. There are some studies. For instance, there's a large study in Denmark, and then also the IOM came out with a statement maybe a year and a half or so ago, leaning towards there is no association. But I think anybody... you know, anyone who is a scientist would agree that these studies are not the definitive end of the story. And I think that, you know, as a scientist, you really have to weigh, you know, who are we talking about? Who are these children? Who are these families? And if the families feel like vaccines are causing autism, you have to take that very seriously. Doesn't mean it is, but it doesn't mean it isn't. So the jury's out is my answer.